A story this week in the Bangor Daily News describes the University of Maine at Farmington's handling of two students' claims of sexual assault by fellow students in 2017 and 2018. In both cases, the assaults were dealt with under the school's Title IX process, and in both cases, reporter Aaron Rhoda writes, they were seriously mishandled for reasons that are not clear. And as a result of Rhoda's article, the university is taking action to make sure it's what interim president Eric Brown called the best possible guardian of student safety and trust. You can read the full story by going to mainepublic.org. And I asked Aaron Rhoda how the two young women's stories played out.
Two female students at the University of Maine at Farmington reported being raped by two different male students at the university. As part of the university's process for dealing with reported complaints like this, they went through an investigation and a hearings process, and ultimately committees determined that the women had been raped, but then both of the students experienced errors in the handling of their cases and saw their findings overturned in what they described as really bizarre fashion.
So both of these women say that they were raped by fellow UMF students. And in both cases, they ended up being the cases ended up being dealt with in a way that you describe as bizarre.
Yes, this was something that the students described to me, their attorney described to me, and when I talked to outside experts and told them about the women's experience, they even went so far as to say that the procedures, the way that the university handled the cases, likely violated Title IX, the federal law.
Can you talk to me about why this is a Title IX issue and what the potential consequences are of that for UMF?
There are several paths that students can pursue if they have been sexually assaulted. There is the criminal process where they can go to police, but we know that that is, in many cases, unlikely that there will be a prosecution of a rape case. So under Title IX, which is the federal anti-discrimination law, schools have to also conduct their own investigations. And during that process, they have to meet a lower standard of evidence to decide whether the offending student should be, for instance, suspended or expelled. And that's to protect women and men who have been assaulted because under the federal law, there should be equal access to education. So this is a regulatory rules process as opposed to a criminal process designed to protect students.
And if a university is found to be in violation of Title IX, what are the potential consequences for that university?
It is possible for the Office for Civil Rights within the U.S. Department of Education to investigate that university and possibly pull their federal funding.
The University of Maine at Farmington has made some commitments in response to your article on this.
So the interim university president yesterday sent an email to staff, students, and a lot of others to say that the university was going to be making changes, including doing two campus climate surveys to see how students thought the university could improve. They're going to screen a film called The Hunting Ground to prompt discussion about the issue of sexual assault. And they're going to search for a vice president of student affairs who has experience dealing with this issue. And they're also going to hire a new mental health counselor who has experience dealing with issues of sexual assault.
And we'll link to this full story on our website, mainepublic.org. Aaron Rhoda is a reporter and editor at the Bangor Daily News. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.